Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
Welcome to the Business Report. I'm joined by a whole team of chaps here from Andrada Mining and Bank Windhoek, and we'll get into the team in a second. But let's start out with Anthony Filion, CEO of Andrada. Anthony, welcome back to the studio. We caught up last year, and there was some good news. It seems there's been even more good news over the last 12 months or so.
Gary, very much so. Thanks for having us here again. It has been a monumental time for the company. We've increased our production. We've actually doubled our production every 3 years for the last, since we started. It's exciting times. We've got our lithium circuit up and running, and we're looking to hopefully integrate that. We're also looking to further up our production. So Andrada is growing. We're growing in Namibia. We're a proudly Namibian-based and operated company, and we're looking forward to the future.
Now, if I was listening correctly, you've doubled production over the last while. That doesn't sound like an easy feat. That would have taken a lot of capital injection as well.
It has, and that's why we've always got our loyal financing partners. But it does take a lot to double the production. It's increasing plant size, increasing capacity, increasing mining tonnages. So it's a multidisciplinary feat that we've done, and we keep doing. The nice thing about the geology in Namibia is there's lots of it, and there's lots of materials to mine. So we just got to figure out how to keep doing it more and more efficiently and keep the tonnages pumping.
Of course, one of the metrics you have to look at is your share price. You're listed in London. Has the market rewarded your hard work?
Unfortunately, it hasn't. We've been subject to a lot of macro events. I think London market's been very difficult. The stock markets in general have been a bit difficult. But, we're a well-capitalized, well-run operation. So, we'll hope that the markets settle down in the not-too-distant future. But we're very positive about the future. And we would like to obviously also expand our Namibian listing and get some Namibians to get exposure to the markets.
Of course, the big news last year was lithium and big fines and the ability to put lithium onto the production process in a relatively cost-effective way. Did it all go to plan? Did it work out the way the scientists said it would?
Look, science is not a perfect sort of endeavor, but it has gone very well. We've got our first tonnages coming out in the not-too-distant future. Plants are operating well. So we're looking to expand that production line and also get that into the global markets. We're very excited by the future for lithium in Namibia. And Erongo is a jewel of a province from a geological perspective. And we think that it's going to be a big repository of lithium production in the future.
Well, we've already mentioned it takes a lot of money to make this work. It also takes a lot of faith from stakeholders, not least of which are your financiers. And we're joined in studio by Gideon Force. Gideon, Head of Investment Banking at Bank Windhoek. Welcome to the studio. Good to have you here.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
So, Anthony, there was a big news put out this morning, a partnership and a deal that's been put together between Bank Windhoek and Andrada. So perhaps, Gideon, we can start with you. You've obviously seen some potential in what these chaps are up to. Tell us a little bit about Bank Windhoek's seemingly quite newfound interest in the mining sector.
Correct. A year ago, we decided and the board approved that we enter into the mining space. And from there, we approached various clients to see if we can be of service to them. And we preferred Andrada as the first client we gave all our attention to, in particular to bring Andrada across to Bank Windhoek in all respects, transactional, FX, CapEx, and all those respects. And we formed a very good partnership. We're very keen to support Andrada going forward. We're very keen on Andrada's prospects. And Bank Windhoek has come for giving our full capacity to support Andrada.
Now, it's quite a sizable deal, Anthony, $175 million. It's made up of a number of different aspects. Perhaps just briefly explain the challenges of mining and how your different funding needs differ.
Yeah, so, mining is a risky venture at the best of times, but what we've got and what we've tried to put together is different financing packages to suit different risk appetites. So we are obviously exposed to the capital markets from an equity perspective, but, to get bank financing is a major step for us, and it gives us exposure to being able to finance a lot of the other parts of the business from a working capital perspective, vehicles, also expansion capital, which is very important to obviously where all the return for the banks and for ourselves lies, and especially for our shareholders in going in the future.
Right, I'm going to bring Hiten in now. Hiten Uke, the CFO. Hiten, your job is to make sure the ship is sailing correctly on a course that's been set. It's a difficult business, mining. You put all your money into the ground first. You haul out some stuff and hope it works. And then you hope the markets are going to reward you for it with paying you a proper price. How much of a difference in mindset does a funding deal like this that you guys have closed with Bank Fintech make to short-term management?
It does. I mean, it's a good advantage for us. Bank Fintech has been with us, you know, in terms of engagement just over a year now. And basically, you know, the way they've tailored their package is really in line with our business strategy. And financing like this often, you know, comes in with a high level of due diligence and almost, I would say, a forward-looking path. And the ability to convince the bank is the one piece. But I think, you know, the track record that we've had as a business has been basically evidence of the ability of this team to execute. And on the back of that, you know, we've managed to find good alignment with business partners, finance partners particularly. We've got the Development Bank of Namibia, Bank Fintech now on board. And we just look forward to the continuous partnerships, you know. So we've geared the business enough with the right levels of debt and look forward to sort of opening up more as we expand our production.
Perhaps just give us a little bit of an insight. Operationally, what are some of the key challenges that you face in making sure that there's always money in the bank to pay the things when they need to be paid?
Yeah, I guess, you know, we kind of have a good long-term budget view. So we look at a two-year plan generally on a detailed basis. And then we also have a life of mine, you know, long-term plan with a lot of sort of scenario planning. And basically, it's balancing the right level of CapEx to align with your operating model. So a couple of things we've done recently is we've taken out a hedge to ensure that we do have some revenue protection or cash flow protection on part of our commodities. And basically, you know, we micromanage quite a bit of the cost. We've got quite an integrated system in place where we basically capture and monitor all levels of cost from mine till final product. And almost look at where the sort of bottlenecks are. And over the last 2 years, you know, we've always talked about continuous improvement, which is not only in the business, it's in the mindset. So the entire ExCo, we meet once a week to actually discuss improvement projects, how's the business tracking, and how can you know, each of the sort of members of ExCo participate in solving problems.
All right, Gideon, let me bring you in again here a second, because I think it's quite a telling thing, and perhaps we skipped past it, but a big decision for Bank Fintech to look at a sector that has been around a long time, but on purpose, one imagines that the group stayed away from that particular area. But the economy of Namibia is changing quite quickly, and certainly with oil and gas. We know there's a mining expo on the go at the moment, so there would be a lot of hubbub around mining in particular. But does this give us a sense that there's perhaps a different view on Bank Fintech's participation in the economy going forward?
Absolutely. We'd like to be part particularly of the mining and oil and gas sector. And we're giving it a lot of focus to develop ourselves internally in order to meet this demand. That includes hard currency funding. Namibia, at the moment, from our perspective, has always been a NAD-focused economy, but we are now giving particular attention to the American hard currency dollar funding as well. And to grow the bank, I mean, the bank becomes more relevant when it participates in the main drivers of the economy. So we're seeing it, we want to be part of it, and we're actually gearing ourselves up to do that. And by demonstrating through Andrada, we're actually starting to participate and getting our name out there to be in these new sectors.
Now, the hardest thing of these things is you see the potential, you work with a client, you understand what goes on, you've got to go convince the boys at credit to sign off on these things. Any new sector brings a whole bunch of different risk variables to play. In particular, with this mining play, what was a learning experience for Bank Fintech? What did you have to really get to grips with in coming to this decision?
So how we position it with our boards are we start with a position paper, understanding the sector, but most importantly, we onboard specialists. So they sit in, they contribute to our credit process, they review what we do, I mean, it's our responsibility still at the end of the day what happens, but we bring experts on board. We're quite open to work and collaborate with people who are actually in the market and recognized in the market as knowing exactly what's going on. And that made and gave a lot of confidence to the board that we know what we're doing. Why? Because we actually understand the subject matter. It's not just a corporate loan. We actually understand the sector, and we actually understand the commodity also that we are starting to finance. We're becoming a more specialized bank in that respect.
Great to hear, Gideon. Thank you. Anthony, I'll close with you. It's obviously a big relief, I would imagine, closing a funding deal at any time. There's always uncertainty until such time as the deals are all signed off. But that usually is the start of something. It's not the end of something. So what do you foresee over the next 6 to 12 months as you guys circulate here at the Mining Expo? What story are you busy carrying to market?
Gary, it's all about growth and expansion. I think when I came here last year, we spoke about laying a platform specifically for this period in our evolution. It's always difficult to get that first part and lay that platform in terms of getting the cash flow. But what the cash flow does now, it acts as an enabler. Obviously it gives us access to different pools of capital and allows us to grow. You know, we talk about the hockey curve growth in the mining space, and I think we've just rounded the bottom of that part of the hockey stick, and we're pretty excited about the exponential growth that we see not only in Uis, but with our other assets that we want to bring into production in the near future as well. And with Bank Windhoek, we've got the foundations to do that, to become a proudly Namibian-based operated mining company.
All the best, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us, and enjoy the expo. That's me speaking to Gideon Vos, the Head of Investment Banking at Bank Windhoek, Hitenuka, the CFO of Andrade, and Anthony Fillion, the CEO of Andrade.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.